The deposed president of Guinea, no longer a free man, but under house arrest. After returning home from exile, the once feared leader, seen as untouchable and above the law, is facing justice. Guinea's attorney general ordered legal proceedings against Alpha Condé and 26 former members of his government. They're accused of murder, torture, sexual violence, and the destruction of public property. Condé's party members say it's a political witch hunt.
The RPG and its allies demand the respect of the principle of presumption of innocence and the depoliticization of the current procedure. Consider suspending its participation in the national meetings. Recall the need to appoint an international mediator in the Guinean crisis.
It was only after Condé was deposed in a coup last September that the investigation was opened for crimes committed during his time in office. Security forces fired bullets at protesters in the run-up to Condé's contested re-election in 2020. The 84-year-old changed the constitution, allowing him to run for a third term. Rights groups say at least 40 protesters were killed and around 200 injured in the months leading up to the election. Guinea's military leader General Mamadi Doumbouya fired all 40 generals accused of involvement in the killings. He promises a corruption cleanup, saying the powerful will face justice. But in a TV address on Sunday, he pointed out that the free and fair elections won't happen for another 3 years. While visiting West Africa this week, the UN Secretary General called on Guinea's leader to hand over power to a civilian administration immediately. The regional body ECOWAS has imposed sanctions because of the election delay. Doumbouya's rule is seen by his critics as a step back for democracy, but Condé's arrest is being seen as a step forward for justice in a country where impunity for the powerful has long been the rule. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.